348 is a bill that's clearly there's an awful lot of interest in this. Where do we stand with 348 in the legislative process right now?
Well, 348, I think, now is caught between the will of the people and the will of the Chamber of Commerce and the business community. The will of the people clearly is that they want the General Assembly to do something meaningful this year in the area of illegal immigration. They want the illegal aliens to stop taking Missouri jobs. The Chamber of Commerce, the business community, I don't think is ready yet to step up to the plate and take on responsibility for this task. So I think we're going to have it out a little bit and see what happens.
You know, you bring up the Chamber of Commerce. It's interesting. The business community, which traditionally sides with Republicans, seems to be taking the opposite side of this because the old joke goes, Democrats are looking for cheap votes out of illegal immigrants and Republicans are looking for cheap labor out of this. Do you see it somewhat, that maybe not exactly that way, but it's something along those lines?
I think that what scares the business community is the need to learn an old dog learning a new trick. The business community doesn't want to learn the software, the basic pilot system that the Department of Homeland Security is offering to the corporate world. But this solution that we are proposing is every bit as easy as the current system, but much more effective. And my hope is that the business community is going to be willing to take a new look at this.
I remember when you first introduced this bill, you had the news conference, and I asked you at the time, and I asked the professor, Chris Kobach, as well, about how difficult this might be for a small business. You don't seem to think this is a problem. You seem to think that getting the information necessary to find out whether you're hiring somebody who is in this country legally is not really a difficult task at all.
I may be the only person in the Capitol that's actually gone through the training that the Department of Homeland Security offers. This is not a lot tougher than using Google or running a Google search. When they ran my name to see whether I was authorized for employment, my employment authorization came back from Homeland Security in about 1 second. The onus, the responsibility is on the employee, not on the employer. All we're asking the employers to do is to run these checks and to do what we can to ensure that we are not knowingly hiring illegal aliens in the state of Missouri.
Some of the, let's just call them hurdles that have to be overcome. We have a situation in Pennsylvania in which individual municipalities are taking it upon themselves to do something because the federal government doesn't seem able to, or at least not willing to do anything about it. Where do we go from here with these individual municipalities? What kind of assurance can you give them if indeed the legislature here in this state does pass something, this comprehensive bill, 348, that they will have their needs, their concerns addressed?
You know, we're seeing activity out of the municipalities on illegal immigration, and the reason is because the people are simply fed up, and at every level of government, government officials are failing to take the minimally respectable steps necessary to address this problem. That's why municipalities are acting, and that's why states are so agitated. Everyone is furious at the federal government over this issue.
Do you think that if your legislation does get through the Senate, and then, of course, we have they get through the House, of course, and go to the governor certainly with a crackdown on illegal immigrants working in state government or working for a contractor working for state government, we're seeing the governor is certainly willing to get involved in something like this. Do you anticipate problems from the ACLU, and how difficult a challenge would that be for the state to have to take on oodles and oodles of money from the ACLU?
2 weeks ago, the governor made it public that there were something like 24 illegal aliens cleaning state government office buildings in Jefferson City. When we have reached the point where illegal aliens are effectively sweeping the floors of the state capitol, you know that there is a major problem in the area, and this needs to be a wake-up call. Do I think the governor is ready to act? Absolutely, I think the governor is ready to act. Do I think we're going to have problems with the ACLU if we take action? Probably yes, but it is the will of the folks here in Missouri that something, for goodness sake, get done finally that has some teeth in it.
Do you see this getting through the Senate? There might be some certainly some positive feelings about this in the House, but on the Senate side, everything is always more difficult. Will it get through the Senate?
I don't know whether it's going to get through the Senate, to be quite candid with you. But I do know whether it gets to the floor in the form of a standalone bill or whether I have to single-handedly bring it to the floor in the form of an amendment. We're going to get a vote. We're going to get a roll call vote, and we're going to find out where the legislators of this state stand on the issue of hiring illegal aliens in the borders within the borders of Missouri.
Does it help that you have a pro-labor guy like Tim Green on your side?
Absolutely, it helps, and that's exactly why I reached out to my friend Senator Green on this issue. He is very credible. He is passionate about the issue. It is a bipartisan issue. I didn't want to alienate the Democrats on this issue, so I reached out, asked for cooperation, and we've received it. Now the question is, will the Senate as a whole stand up on the issue of hiring illegal aliens within our state's borders?
Thank you very much. Senator Chris Koster of Harrisonville.